Hello and welcome to this episode of Just Roll With It, anthology actual play podcast where we check out various games that we haven't had the chance to play yet. In this arc, we are checking out the game Court of Blades by a Couple of Drakes. Throughout the first four episodes of this series, you have heard our retinue creation, our coterie creation, Corey's GM turn, and now we finally get to jump into some actual gameplay. So, let's join our team of Skylarks as they take to the streets of Illyrian at the whims of the House Bastion.
Welcome back to Just Roll With It and our run of Court of Blades with Saint and Estany. You've heard us make our characters, you've heard us make our Skylarks, our lovely little coterie here, and hopefully you've heard the GM turn so you know some of my secrets. And now we're going to start our first actual play episode. We're going to start with a low pan over the city of Illyrian. It's a city on the water. The islands are crowded with beautiful plazas and tall Gothic homes of red brick and white stone. Between them scroll the canals of deep blue water, crowded with gondolas and private barges. It's late autumn. The oppressive summer has finally rolled away to cooler breezes, and tonight the city is alight. Every plaza or square has a bonfire stoked as high as the flames will go. Live music plays, viol and tambour and shawm, as the revelers grasp one another's hands and leap over the flames. It is, luckily, a clear night. The stars and the harvest moon above glisten watchfully over the firelight stride festivities. These last few weeks, the city has been dour. Bodies killed in strange and arcane ways have been appearing in the twist, and last week, one in the silk. There's been talk of restless shadows, even though Spirit's Eve is still weeks away. The rain has been heavy. There's been talk of wheat moldering in the fields, and on top of it all, the Grand Council is set to vote on a new tax code during their next session. But tonight, everyone has cast aside those cares and come out to celebrate. That is, except for you four and your handler. The Lady Cosima Corello of House Bastion looks at all of you from behind her porcelain mask. With its silver scrollwork and a mosaic of stars scattered like tears underneath the eyes. It is, of course, impossible to tell her expression. Her clothes are dark and practical. Her hair gleams like oiled leather underneath the candlelight. She looks at all of you in turn. And why don't each of you describe what she sees? How does your character look? Are you dressed differently than normal? Where were you called away from for this meeting? Who wants to go first?
Samael probably is coming from maybe not a library, but like a book place of sorts. A study room. They are in a long black trench coat that probably a little bit singed at the ends and goes down to probably about their ankles. It looks like it once did drag along the floor, but the burn marks have no longer made that a problem. They have like, I'm going to describe it as sex hair, but not because they had sex recently, just because they have really messy hair from poring over books and messing with their own hair. Definitely are like going over magical gestures with one of their hands, and you can see that distracted look in their eyes where they're still thinking about whatever book it was they were last reading and not on whatever's in front of them.
Wow, not even coming from a party, studying all night, huh? How studious of you.
Look, you have to work hard and play hard.
We'll see about that. Who wants to go next?
I need a description of the room.
Ooh, a description of the room. That's a good question. Where would Lady Corella? Do you guys have a usual meeting place that she summons you to?
Well, we do have hidden exits, and I would imagine there is a hierarchy of rooms in any good noble estate. Of course, in a drawing room of some variety, but one that is secluded enough that you won't have guests happen upon us, I would imagine.
Very astute. I like that. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Good with me?
So yeah, it's like a drawing room. a close little room. I think that you guys, like, there's it's probably meant for less people than five. So you guys are a little bit cramped, but you're crowded around a well-used table. It's got a few knife marks in it. Somebody's definitely stabbed a map through this table more than once. There's some bookshelves, a window, I think, overlooking. You're probably on a lower floor, if not the ground floor, so you don't see most of the city in the bonfires, but you can definitely hear the sounds of partying outside. The room is lit by mostly by candles at this point. They wouldn't waste a good arcane crystal on you.
Yes. Also, somebody in here with no appreciation for cartographers.
I was going to say, Samael might have a fire going in their palm, if that's the case, too.
Lady Corella has definitely cast you a dubious look more than once because of that.
Teresa is near the window right now. I think it's that the first we see of her is a wide-brimmed hat, like, low, so you can't see her eyes. But you can see the white hair and the long coat that she's wearing, and with a sword on the side, of course. A sign of any good bravo. She also smells of sweat, alcohol, and gunpowder, having come recently from the arsenal.
Lovely. Stainy, Kelsey, would either of you like to introduce your characters?
I think we would probably see Vivi. We'd probably hear Vivi before we see her. I imagine she's probably wearing, like, dark clothes and a cape. I think she probably has a hood up, so you can't see, like, her blonde hair. And we probably, like, get a close-up of her face, and we can maybe only see her mouth beneath the shadow of her hood, like, voicing some sort of consent to whatever it is we're being asked to do. So she's probably, like, lurking in a shadow.
All right. Wonderful. And Kelsey?
I feel like Fia has probably come here from some party or another. So she is still dressed up. Her hair is, like, mostly pinned up with, like, a few curls falling around her face in, like, this, like, copper and brown, like, I don't know if gown is the word I'm looking for, but, like, outfit appropriate to whatever party she was at. Definitely looks kind of like a... She came over here in a hurry, I guess. Was kind of pulled away from something abruptly, and there's still, like, a little bit of a flush to her face from trying to bounce over here quickly from wherever else she was.
Wonderful. Yeah, we get that slow pan over all four of you, and before we flick back to Lady Cosima, who gives you all a curt nod. It's good that you all have come in such short notice. New intelligence has just come in, and unfortunately, it's the kind that needs acting on very quickly. And she pushes a set of bound folios towards the four of you, four of them, and sits back to wait as you go over the information. And I, in roll 20, will let you see our dossiers.
Ooh. I'm going to tell you all right now, if one takes place as a ball, I'm voting for that one.
Same. I will back you up on that one.
I wanted to give you some variety.
No, I appreciate it. I'm just saying.
And ball. I mean, maybe it'll change when I see them, but I feel like that would be my inclination.
I asked Corey at some point how many of these errands are going to involve balls. I know about how many are going to be there.
Oh my gosh, these are very good dossiers.
Thank you. And if you guys have any further questions after you've read them, actually, why don't we read them aloud? Who would like to take the first one?
I nominate Kelsey Arsene for the first one.
That's I don't fair. Mind reading it.
Go for it.
Yeah, okay. There is a delivery being made at the Corvetto Palazzo tonight during the Corvetto's Firelight Stride party. Our spies tell us it is an artifact of some magical power, and it has been recently created. But our agents were unable to find out exactly what is being exchanged. All we have is a description of the courier. His name is Tarek Darid, him, a dark-skinned man, bald, well-dressed, with a set of pince-nez glasses. He'll be wearing an Illyrian rose, a rose of a particular shade of burgundy, known for its scent, get the object before they deliver it to their contact in the palazzo.
All right. Who'd like to read the second?
I can do the second one.
Go right ahead.
The Death Watch are requesting experienced backup as they investigate the cause of a ward breach around the tomb of the last Deathless. Attacks have been made on 3 consecutive nights, and only last night was the warden breached. The Death Watch managed to shore it up. They don't know what did it or why. For the last 3 nights, they have entreated the Lavelles to send someone. But beyond fixing the breach, they haven't sent anyone to back them up. So, they reached out to the university, who reached out to Lady Sandella. Ensure no one breaches the wards, and if possible, see if you can discover who is behind the previous attacks.
All right. Who would like to take the third?
I can take the third.
How about?
The child of the Lavelle Prince Pior desires to meet their lover in the plaza this evening so they may jump the flames for luck before escaping the city. Once outside the city, they plan to meet up with a caravan, but Pior has been put on house arrest for protesting their current betrothal to a prince in Maor. Extricate them from the Lavelle Palazzo and see them safely outside the city walls.
All right, and Saint, if you'd be so kind as to take the fourth.
Of course. We've received word that the Motley are going to be rising tonight to sweep over the festivities in the Silk, of all places. The Signora wants our help putting them down before they manage to ruin the night, or, Lady forbid, harm anyone.
Okay. Do you all have any questions about what the information that has been given to you?
Remind us who the Motley are.
The Motley. Ah, yes. Let me read their description for you.
A bunch of punk-ass losers, that's who.
I mean, obviously, but I'd like more details.
We haven't watched the Batman Beyond yet, but if we had, I would say they have Joker's energy.
Oh, okay.
They are a legion of beggars and the dispossessed, painted like terrifying harlequins. More horde or force of nature than a criminal gang, how could anyone claim to be leadership? How anyone could claim leadership of this tidal wave of violence and laughter is one of the Groan's greatest mysteries. They flood through the twist at the late night hours like a tide of locusts.
Sorry, I'm confused. Are they like the Jokers or are they dressed like Harley?
Yes.
Okay.
I am most interested in 1 or 3, personally.
I agree.
I'm interested in all of them, but Samael definitely looks towards 3 with a bit of curiosity.
I'm surprised you're not more interested in 1 because of a magical artifact.
So it is interesting, but Samael would definitely argue for what cause is there that's more noble than the cause of love.
I mean, I do like the idea of sneaking a prince out so they can escape the city. And also it does mess up the Lavelles, which is probably good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is the prince's child. I don't know if that was clear. Mm-hmm. The child of the Lavelle prince.
Oh, gotcha. So. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of messing with the plans of the most powerful house, which is Corvetto.
It's also at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
I think for me, it's less that like 1 and 3 are the most interesting. It's just, I think 2 and 4 are less interesting. Especially 2, because I think Therese's attitude on that is the Death Watch should just do their jobs better. I don't understand.
Why are they being paid to not do their job?
Yeah, exactly.
And also, like, I know the Motley are weird, but we're of the people, so messing up with the poor doesn't feel like our style.
It is our style, and the reason for that is because we've aligned with the Cat Lady, and the Cat Lady hates the Motleys.
Wait, what?
The Cat Lady hates the Motley, and the Motley hate the Cat Lady.
And also, we're aligned with the Signora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I get where it's coming from, but...
One of the Soraya's enemies is the Motley.
I would just rather punch up than down.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I think they're just mean to cats, which is why she doesn't like them.
Yeah, they're pretty mean to cats.
Yeah, though this is the Signora, really not Soraya.
These are like those protesters who make things worse for everybody.
Yeah, the Signor is the one requesting it, but Soraya, yeah, definitely doesn't like the motley for sure.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, do we want to sneak somebody out of the city, or do we want to go to a party and intercept this man who looks a little bit like Hercule Poirot?
I mean, the answer is yes to both of them. I just don't. I don't know how you expect me to make a decision here.
Same. Like, these are both so much my style.
All right, Peter.
I mean, I personally am leaning towards Corvetto.
Listen, Samael is also doing that muttering thing of, well, that one has a magical artifact, but this one's for love. And that's pretty amazing. But if I could sneak this magic artifact away from...
I'm very divided because I personally want to do one. Teresa would be terrible in that situation. Would much rather do three. So.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that makes me want to do one now.
I'm kind of in the same boat where there's like, I like both of them. There is a part of me that was like, but party and fighting Samael for magical artifact. But I feel like Fia would be slightly more invested in the third one.
Yeah.
Corey, can you just remind me really quickly the name of our liaison?
The name of your liaison in what?
Who we're talking to right now.
Oh, yes, your handler.
Lady Syndella?
No, Lady Syndella is Peter's, or the Magus's.
It's your handler. Handler. I see.
Lady Cosima Corello.
Go on.
And I will put that in chat for you.
Lady Corello, let me ask you this. Should we go to the Corvetto's event? Teresa here would need to wear a dress, correct?
I resent that implication.
Sorry. Teresa Harewood needs to look like she was raised by civilized folk, correct?
Teresa, well, you will have to, in order to fit in, yes, wear clothing befitting of the Corvetto Palazzo, whether that is servant's garb or attendant's clothing.
Samael has the biggest grin on their face and is like, I vote that one.
I do wish you wouldn't take your petty snipings at one another out on during these errands.
I believe wholeheartedly that Teresa would, that Gauntlet would still be capable in the event of this dossier. I believe that Gauntlet is perfectly capable should we choose any of them. So.
I vote for three.
I believe it would be our best interest to go for one that not only are we all good at, but would also provide us with some form of entertainment. And a learning experience of sorts for some of us to better fit in amongst the upper echelons of society.
And also a chance to put you close to something that you can attempt to steal and or possibly explode.
Darling, between one or three, I can steal anything I wanted.
I don't doubt that, but forgive me if I still have some reservations about you around any magical artifacts.
I'll keep an eye on him, Fifi.
Should I take any artifacts, Sandello would very quickly find them.
It would be the failure of our mission, no?
No.
I believe our mission is just to make sure that the Corvettos don't get it.
Retrieving the artifact would, of course, be the optimum outcome here. Whatever the Corvettos want, if we can get our hands on it, surely it will benefit the house.
See, so what matters is the Corvettos don't get it, not who gets it.
Lady Corella looks at you.
I feel like I have a similar look, even though we can't even see Lady Corvetta's face.
Samael has that grin where it's just like, I don't know why you could possibly suspect me a thing.
Fia just has this exhausted look on her face.
We all now know why there's someone in the house who has me keeping an eye on Samael.
Absolutely.
Yep. By virtue of the most straightforward contract of these, I still vote three.
The night is wasting. You'll have to pick one eventually.
There's a part of me that would prefer to get one over on the Corvettos, so that is where I lean.
Looking at you, Fia.
Yeah, we all look at Fia.
I hate to tie the vote, but...
Fia, if I may, I think you'd look absolutely stunning in a dress.
I'm already wearing a dress.
I meant a more formal, elegant dress.
I mean, yes, that's true. This is not new information.
No, I just thought it worth repeating that the opportunity has arisen where you may get to wear one again.
I can wear one whenever I want.
Spoken by a man who has never been thrown out a window.
I can wear a dress whenever I want. That's not difficult.
So I have an out of character question.
Yes.
Is it at all possible that we could just do both of these?
I mean, gosh, if we had two characters each, you absolutely could. I don't see why not. If you can finish one and get the other before the night is over, and it's possible that if Fiore couldn't escape tonight, that they would be able to escape later with help. If somebody were to send them a message telling them to wait, they just would like to go tonight because they have arrangements made and, you know, the fires aren't going to be lit tomorrow. They won't be able to jump over them for luck.
How close are these palazzos?
Good question.
Oh my god, can we do a double heist?
That's what I want. If we can't decide, let's just do both. We're
excellent. Incorporate one heist into the other heist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fia's heart is definitely leaning towards the third one.
I think
she's a bit of a romantic and it's like, oh, but that's... I want to help.
The Corvetto's Palazzo is definitely in the coronet. So here where the palace is, definitely like noble houses are. I think the Lavelle Palazzo is probably...
I mean, looking at least at the names, I feel like it's gotta be nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe in the guilt or something?
I think you're right. I think it's in the guilt. Because I think that's where the rose and the silk are. Or yeah, the silk is right between the guilt and the rose. Perfect. So yeah, it would probably be in the guilt. It's not terribly far. If you were to abscond with an artifact from the Corvetto Palace.
We'd probably have to escape through the guilt anyway.
Yeah, considering you guys have the plaza, I think you guys are either in the guilt or White Road.
Yeah, so I think like we're in a moment of indecision, and I'm like, I just kind of look over the three of you and I say, well, since we cannot decide, I think we are more than capable of doing both.
I like your ambition.
Well, I will sign on to that.
After all, it's a long night. Only one is on a bit of a more ticking clock than the other. We have until dawn to get the son of the prince out.
I slept this week. I can go the night.
Lady Fia, do you assent to this?
Yes, I think that sounds possible.
Very well. She takes the other two dossiers, tucks them under her arm, and pushes the other two towards you both, towards the group of you. I applaud your ambition. But do make sure that you don't overreach yourselves. I would hate to see you fall so soon after you were inducted into the house. I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, I think I just take a dossier and do like a crisp bow to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lady Cosima grabs the other two and slips out of the room, presumably to find other fools to push these errands on.
Yeah, they get the crap ones. I joke because they're all great, but
fair enough.
You got the pick.
How lame are they gonna look when the next group only picks one dossier?
I know.
The fools.
This is either very good or we're setting a very bad precedent for ourselves, but you know.
Right? Like, something, oh my like god, that. The reward for good work is more work.
Yep.
But we should get double paid.
You will get double renown for this, or whatever it's called in this game.
Favor.
All right, so we need to get ready for a party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do you guys start? What do you do?
We gotta get dressed first.
Yeah, I gotta get my fine disguise. And probably my fine cover identity ready.
Heck yes.
Yeah, wardrobe seems important.
So I feel like we've got a room in here where we can like get changed or something. Like we've got like a prep room, a ready room, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question is, since it sounds like we're doing the Corvetto party first.
I feel like that's the one that's on the sharper timetable.
Yeah.
We have to, have to cut the head off of that meeting before it happens. Whereas the Son of the Prince is much more flexible.
Yeah. My question is, who is invited to this party? Because I have an idea.
Do you want to go find some information about it?
Yeah, sure. I can ask around. Mostly because I have two people I could ask about this party.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I think she is more likely to be invited to this because she's not a member of a House Bastien, is I'm going to go talk to Blair, a fawning noble.
Wonderful. Tell me about Blair.
Blair uses she, they pronouns. As is the description, she is a fawning noble. I think she's a member of the minor nobility. So none of the houses major. She is, let's see. I think it's one of those things where she like has land outside of the city proper. So it's one of those things of it's a little awkward between her and like a lot of the nobility in the city, because a lot of the nobility in the city, it's the thing of like, yes, we're urban nobility. We have like, you know, businesses and all that kind of thing. She's like, I got like farms outside the city, but she comes in here all the time because she has to, you know. You gotta represent yourself at the Grand Council and all that sort of thing. Personality wise, I think it's a thing of she likes dashing swords masters. Understandable, you know. Any other details you'd like about her?
What does she look like?
Ooh, good question. I think, let's see. I think she has glasses. I think she's got like medium brown skin, like emerald green eyes, a laughing smile. Not really dressed to the nines, though. She's not that kind of noble. But one of those things where she acquits herself well. I think she likes dressing in blues, generally. And she keeps her hair pinned up.
Where do you go to find Blair?
Well, we're in the guild, so... I'm actually going to go to the Silk, because I think I would find her there, around
Does
there.
Does she have a proclivity for the Silk, or a favorite bar, or bordello?
I think it's one of those things where she has there is a habit she has at a certain time of day, where she gets on a gondola there and just goes through the Silk. It's just something she does.
Interesting. Okay. I think you find her gondola easily enough. I don't think she's a minor noble, so she doesn't have enough money for her own private gondola.
Of course.
But enough to she can spend for this like hour long or however long gondola ride throughout the city each day. Different route every time, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that thing, you know, when for some people where it's like, you know what I want to do to keep my mind off things? I just get in the car and drive.
Yeah,
it's basically like that, but in the Silk.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So you find her easily enough.
Yeah. Get on the gondola at some point. Step off from one gondola onto another.
Yep. Yeah, she looks up from where she was like peering at the buildings. Oh, Teresa, hello. To what do I owe this pleasure?
Lady Blair, it is a question, I suppose.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was curious about these, a particular Firelight Stride party, the Corvetovan, Of course, whether you have an invitation or not, but in general, who you might know that's going to be there?
Let me think. Did you tell her what household authority was?
Yeah, Corvetto.
Corvetto, okay. My audio skipped and I wanted to make sure I had that correctly. Fair. All right, so what are you using to gather information
here? I think I'm consorting. I'm using one of my contacts to get access to resources.
Sounds like you're consorting to me. So yeah, get that extra die too.
Ooh, okay. I'll take it. Socialize amongst friends. Is this a fortune roll?
Yes, it is a fortune roll. Okey-dokey. There's no risk here.
Cool. I get one bonus die. That's a five.
That's a five. So you get a good amount of information. Miss Blair, Lady Blair, looks, he goes, I do actually have an invitation tonight. The Corvettos are being, quite kind to the minor houses these days. Seems that they want our help for a particular vote coming up. She says, like, giving you a bit of a grin. Currying favors, all this ridiculous politics. But I did happen to get a nice glimpse of the guest list. I know quite a few names will be there. Most of the major houses will have representatives. There's a few foreign dignitaries, one from a country I'd never heard of, and all sorts of entertainment, and oh, the Corvettos know how to throw a party, dear. Actually, I could take a plus one, if you are so inclined.
I would be honored.
Brilliant. The party starts in about an hour or two. I was going to make an appearance.
Prince.
Meet me out front.
I will do so. I do have some business to attend to in the meantime, but I will meet you there.
Of course.
Post haste, as the expression is.
Of course. I shall see you there.
Yeah. Gives a bow, and there happens to be another gondola going by. Just steps onto the other gondola and grifts away.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any specifics about the guest list that Blair caught a glimpse of?
Yeah, the main thing was to find out whether Blair had an invitation to the party. Mostly as I want to prepare ourselves so we can get, one, get a better engagement role, and two, have a plus one, and so I don't have to deal with Samael.
But it sounds like it's only getting you in.
Yes, this is why I got the guest list.
Yeah,
because it might help to get the rest of you in,
mm-hmm.
in case y'all need people to get into the party.
I mean, I could probably steal an invitation or two.
There we go.
Samael fully plans on coming in as waitstaff. So
okay, okay. Perfect.
Would Fia be invited or no?
I was going to ask that as well.
I think Fia is a minor noble from another country. I don't think, like, and she's here under the house, under House Bastion. So I don't think Fia would be invited per se, but I know Fia knows people who have been.
Makes sense.
Oh, here's a question. On the guest list, since we have Tariq, yes. Dareed, is there another, like, is Tariq Dareed mentioned on this guest list? And anybody, like, who has the same surname, perhaps, maybe he is a noble. Maybe he's a noble from another country. Who knows? Because she did mention, it's like, there's this person from the country I've never heard of. I don't know if that's Tariq here, but that was the thing. I was just like, I noticed that.
Tariq was not on the guest list that she saw.
Okay. So perhaps under false name.
Well, and he's also listed as a courier, so he might not be a guest.
Maybe.
Might be coming in as staff or, again, as a courier. Like, I don't know what we're...
Could also be somebody's plus one.
That's also possible.
It's a possibility.
Because if somebody's trying to transport something, it would be in their interest to make sure that person who's doing the transport is able to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
One more thing I think I would ask about is there, like, does the party that's going to happen, is there like a centerpiece of it? Like, you know, are they putting off fireworks or anything like that?
Oh, of course they're putting on fireworks. Just Have before been? Sunrise.
Oh, I see, I see. All right. Keep that distraction in the back of my mind.
I feel like ideally we're out of here before that starts, because...
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
Pull another job.
Somebody who's disguised as staff, in case we need a distraction, can launch off a few fireworks.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bloody hell, you didn't want these set off yet? Oh, I got the wrong information. Sorry, love, that's on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I have. If I have any other questions, I can flash back to this. Imagine. Yeah,
of course. Would anyone else like to set anything up?
Mm-hmm. Samael would also like to do some information gathering.
All right, where does Samael go? Who does Samael talk to?
So Samael is going to do the very John Constantine thing and go directly to the Corvetto Palazzo. Not inside anywhere, kind of like the more shadowy areas of it, like literally shadowy areas, like places where they can kind of stay hidden and not very well seen. And they would like to talk to maybe a shade or a ghost or a shadow to see if they can figure out more information about this magical artifact. So that way, at minimum, they know what they're looking for and aren't just like picking up random paintings being like, are you magical?
Yeah. I mean, I think I know what I think you're rolling, but what are you rolling?
I would like to roll for Sway.
Sway, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they are going to try to schmooze up to whatever it is they can find.
Right.
It's like, darling ghosts, if you look this effervescent now, I can only imagine how you must have looked back when you were alive.
You're gonna flirt with the ghosts. I love it. Okay, fuck yeah. Sway, this is gonna be risky because you are breaking into the Corvetto house as the finishing touches are being put on the party, as people are just starting to file in.
Ooh, if people are already starting to file in, Samael might do this in uniform, which I think they're going to go for a more of a non-discreet look, which would be a full three-piece suit in all black. Like, black suit, black tie, black shirt, black vest.
Mm-hmm.
Which, incidentally, would help with the shadows, but... If anybody's like, why are you here? Samael could just be like, I work here.
Oh, so you're going in as a servant. Not as the entertainment. Okay.
Correct.
All right, I think you need to tech. Do you have an impressive?
I have an impressive costume, yes.
Do you have subterfuge supplies? I think this is probably
subterfuge supplies. Oh yes, blank documents and forged identifications.
I think this is going to be risky limited.
Risky limited. All right. Yes. My spirit is with me too. I get that for free, so I don't need to.
Say again.
My familiar spirit doesn't have any weight, and it's visible only to me. So that's also with me.
Do you want to tell us what your familiar spirit looks like?
I would say a small, translucent tabby cat.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like a house cat sized. If need be, I can put some energy into it and turn it into, like, tiger-sized, but...
Brilliant. All right. Roll that risky limited.
And I get one bonus die because I am communicating with something non-human.
Mm-hmm. I know, you get plus one effect.
One effect?
Yes, so that will be risky...
Standard.
Standard. But you got a 6, so that's a great amount of information.
6 and 3, so...
6, yeah. 6, you succeed, and you get a great amount of information. So ask, commune with the spirits, ask them whatever you want.
Yeah, I think Samael is just like, probably looks for a spirit that looks like it would know something.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, "Oh, wise being from the beyond, how are you tonight?"
Being dead doesn't give you wisdom, dear. I think you're talking to an old servant of the house, probably like a majordomo or in a seneschal of the palazzo. Mm-hmm. Dressed well, but like clearly not noble. And they were like standing in the corner with another ghost, like remarking on the dress of the nobles that were starting to come in. Just, you know, gossiping when you approached.
And I think Samuel does the very polite thing of very a polite bow first.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, "No, being dead does not provide wisdom, but you look like you still have a wisdom beyond your years, gained even from your life."
"I'd say you're flattering, but it sounds like you're calling me old."
"Perhaps, but is there any shame in that?"
Unfortunately, age doesn't always beget, isn't always a good thing within the city of Ilorin, especially if you're not wearing a mask.
Perhaps this may be true, and I suspect it is, but from beyond the veil, age is nothing.
I will never grow another wrinkle, it's true.
And what a shame that is.
What can I do for you, young man?
I've heard tale of a artifact that is being brought into the palazzo, and I believe that it does provide a bit of a danger to Ilrian.
An artifact being brought here that you think will be a danger to Ilrian?
Aye.
Interesting. They look at the other ghost, who gives them a dubious look. Go on.
It would be unbecoming if this danger were to pass for it to center in on the Corvettos. Do you not agree?
The Corvettos did me well when I lived and worked for them. Not as well as they might have, but they did me well. The Corvettos are a great collector of artifacts. Are you sure that this thing isn't just being delivered to them?
It may be, but I still have reason to believe that there is a danger it poses. Perhaps not to the city itself, but to the balance of the city.
You speak in tricks, young man. What do you want?
I merely want to know what the artifact is.
I don't think the ghost would know that. But I think the ghost says to you, the Corvettos, as I said, are a collector of fine magical artifacts. They have quite the collection in a private room within the house. I'm sure that this is either another bauble or something to help them. Some interest of the lady, of the princes.
Surely you're not proposing that I were to make my way in and see if there's a pattern of some sort to deduce what this new artifact might be.
I am not suggesting anything of the kind. All I say is that they have an interest in such things, that they have a variety of such objects, and if you were to divine the purpose of an object in particular, one would need to go through their records themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, fair ghost. Far be it for anybody to say that it was you who has given me this idea, should anything come of it. But the city of Ilorian will remember you fondly. If I may, what's your name?
They called me Marina Valentine when I was alive.
Well, may the Valentines live a very long and prosperous line.
If you wish to ensure that, my child works for the prince as an amanuensis. I watch them, but they're not magically inclined. If you would...
I will be at the event tonight. If you were to hover over them, I will make note of which one it is and give you my personal guarantee of their safety.
Well, it's not just their safety that I'm worried about, but this purse of gold I hid in the castle, in the palazzo. And they tell you a room out of the way that servants normally go to, like behind a brick. Tell them, won't you?
Certainly.
Is there anything else you would like to know? You did roll a 6.
Oh.
And I want to make sure you're getting your die's worth.
I think Samuel would also ask about any hidden entrances or exits.
Yeah. If you make that promise, Marina will tell you. There's definitely, there's servants' entrances. There's definitely an entrance in the garden that, you know, you behind a gargoyle that you have to like press the wing in the right spot. There's a place that definitely a secret passage in the prince's room, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They give you a few.
Yeah. And Samael definitely like pulls out a small notebook where they write down the location of the gold and some of the entrances and exits. And they show it to Marina afterwards, just to be like, I guarantee that your heir will learn of this once I know which one it is.
You have my thanks.
And yeah, I think Samuel's going to go look for that private room with baubles. I don't know if somebody else wants to do something first, but that's what Samuel's going to do after.
I feel like leaving him alone was a mistake.
We all saw this coming.
Y'all had to go get dressed.
True.
Y'all take longer than they do.
Yeah, Samuel was just like, chain shirt. All right, see y'all later.
And y'all slipped out like that. So we were like, making sure everything was in the right spot.
Samuel just like threw on clothes, combed their hair, and was like, all right, see you around.
Sophia, I have 2 thoughts on how we get in.
Okay.
Thought number 1, we sneak in. Like through the garden or something, and then just act like we belong. We won't have an invitation. So if we get stopped, it could be bad. Mm-hmm. Idea 2 is that we just show up at the front door where everyone else is milling about, and I swipe one from someone's pocket. And then we get in before they do.
Oh, God.
Possibly with you pulling a little distraction. If you have a better idea, please let me know. But I don't have anyone I can tap to get us in.
I mean, like Corey said, Fia probably knows people that could help her, but she'd be down to help Vivi try to find her way in as well.
If I have to, I can probably just sneak in on my own. But if you wanted someone to have your back, Soleil is there for you.
Aww. Do we want to get a look at the list that Teresa swiped?
It should be said, I didn't swipe a list. I talked to someone who saw the list.
Well, yes, that you got.
Yes.
Words.
It was enumerated upon to them. Or to her.
It's one of those things where, like, I imagine you can show up to the meeting that we're like us meeting because we got to meet before we go in, and you can ask Blair herself about the stuff on the list. And I'm, Therese will be like, enough. These are my friends.
They're also coming.
Yes. So you have the information at hand. It's just a thing of like, no.
Yeah. If you prefer to go on the arm of some other noble, I can find my own way in. So don't worry about that.
That's fair, but helping you steal something seems more fun.
Well, it does sound like we're getting to an engagement role here.
Sounds like.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on if you want to do any prep work before that.
Yeah.
Or we could always flashback because it may not affect the engagement role. So we could just cut to the action if you're down.
Yeah, I'm good for that.
Okay. Sounds like we're doing that engagement role. How are you guys planning on doing this? What is your way in? Assault, deception, stealth, arcane, social, or transport?
It sounds like we're all getting in our own way, is the thing.
It feels like it's overall deception, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we had Samael who deceived a ghost. We have Teresa who is passing herself off as a noble or a noble's consort or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably also going to deceive our way in. So I think overall probably. Deception.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the deception never lied to the ghost.
You don't lie to the ghost. You're lying to everybody else with what you're wearing.
But also, even though you did not speak a lie, you definitely misled the ghost. So I would say it's still deception.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else said no lies to the ghost.
That's not what I said. I said you deceived the ghost.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, deception. Y'all are lying your way in either by getting in on somebody's plus one or sneaking in into the servants or stealing at, or like...
Or just being in there and acting like we belong. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
We're all doing social engineering of some variety.
Exactly. Is this errand particularly bold or daring? I mean, you're trying to sneak into the Corvetto Palazzo during one of the... That's not their fanciest party of the year. Not by a long shot. But it is a the Firelight Stride party to be at if you're nobility. So I'm going to say yes. Is this overly complex or contingent on luck or outside factors? I don't think so.
Before we continue, should we choose our yes. load?
Oh, yes, please.
I'm going to have to be discreet.
I'm also doing a discreet load.
Yeah,
and have a servant walking around loaded.
Mm-hmm. I think we all, for this plan to work, I think we all have to be discreet.
If I had honor guard, I would go loaded, but I don't.
If you were going as somebody's bodyguard.
Yeah, but I'm not today.
Yeah,
not today.
You're not.
Yeah. It's fine. Luckily for me, most of my gear is free.
That's what happens when you do magic stuff.
Yeah, magic stuff is just really light and easy to walk around with. Yeah, I get three free items. That's great.
I get two free playbook items. I just also have a duelist gauntlet and two swords, you know.
As one does.
Yeah.
You need to have your show blade and your actual dueling blade.
Mm-hmm.
Your court blade, your dueling blade.
Though, I mean, like, a strong breeze could probably push over some IL, so probably in their best interest to stay discreet anyway.
All right, so y'all have your load. You're all going in discreet?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. So, we currently have one die on this engagement roll. Does the plan leverage one of your house's strengths? House Bastion's strengths are transport and intelligence. What do you think?
Hmm. I mean...
Intelligence includes spies, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then,
I would say yes from that. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Samael is still doing some information gathering.
That's true. Y'all have. So that's two die. Is the dark target strongest against this approach? Are they prepared for this eventuality?
No, why would they expect four absolute losers to steal an artifact?
How dare you?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, sorry, I think it's three one
absolute
loser.
Losers and a wizard.
All right, we're shoving semi out the window, right?
Teresa already has already put that eventuality on the table.
I think with the amount of people here tonight, but they are, magic is one of their things. They're strong against this approach. Any friends or contacts you already have? Any enemies or rivals interfering in this errand? Let me remember your rivals.
Mine is Swamp Thing, so no, I'm good.
This is the good thing about doing this job first, is I'm pretty sure the City Watch will interfere with the next job.
True, we want to make enemies with them after we finish this one.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just picturing Teresa being like something's happening, Teresa just shoves Samael in the window. It's like, oh no, that servant tripped out of the window.
How unfortunate.
What a tragedy.
Run, run, run.
Oh, no, stop. Please, don't throw him out a window. No.
Yes, one of your rivals are interfering in this errand.
What?
Will this errand in some way endanger or reflect poorly upon one of your paramours?
Yeah. I'm stealing magic artifacts. That's never going to be a good look for my paramour.
Yeah, that... for more than one
you
of you, I think.
You don't have paramours yet, though, technically.
You oh, don't. True. That's true. You are still yes. wooing them.
Mm-hmm.
You're safe.
I don't know if we are, but that is true.
It's fine. My paramour cannot think less of me right now.
That's not true at all. You have one whole tick with her. I can be a zero.
Damn.
I feel like that was like one of the most true to character things the Dice Gods could have done for you.
Are there any other elements I wish to consider? You know what? I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give you one die. Who wants to roll that engagement roll for me?
Hashtag not it.
I'll do it.
I don't want to do it.
I'll do it.
Do we trust Peter to do it?
This isn't a Peter trusting thing. This is a Roll 20's RNG trusting thing. So go ahead.
All right, roll fortune, right?
Yes, fortune roll. One.
How
die.
Many dice? One die?
Just the one
die?
You get one whole die. That's pretty good for going up against the Corvettos. That's a four!
A four!
Hey! That's a risky position. You're not desperate. You're fine. So I think y'all get in. Stani and Kelsey, how do your characters, like, do you guys steal... invitation.
I think that's the most
harm?
Fun way to get
I
in.
Think
yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's literally Fia doing a distraction, maybe doing a flirt. I don't know how Fia is. And then I just kind of brush up behind the person and we just get a close up of Soleil's hand dipping into a pocket and fishing out an invitation. And then mm-hmm. we just quickly sweep in before they notice that it's gone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's that small cutaway to a minor noble behind you fishing in their pockets. I had it. I swear, darling, I had it. Maybe it's back in the carriage. I'll go check. And they're not well known enough in the city to be able to talk their way in without it, or you know, that anyone knows what they look like. So y'all slip in.
I feel
no
like
problem.
I should also tick my fine disguise.
Yes, please.
I need to look the part.
Mm-hmm. Teresa, Blair is at the front with a bodyguard and is delighted to see you, offers you their arm.
Take it.
Yeah. And in you guys sweep. And Samael, are you walking around with hors d'oeuvres?
I still need to figure out what this artifact is. No, I'll do that at the flashback. It'll be fine. Yeah, I'm walking around with hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, right. You wanted to freaking break in the... Don't worry. There'll be plenty of time for you to get distracted by your vice or whatever.
My vice is alcohol. That is not even relevant
right,
here.
Your vice is... there'll be plenty of time for you to get distracted by magical artifacts.
Yep.
That I'm gonna have to stop you from taking.
Not if you don't know why I take them.
Nope. Which will be a problem for later. Also, similar to Vivi, I feel like I should mark one of my things here.
Please do.
Because I feel like the perfect ensemble makes sense to mark off.
Absolutely.
Heck yes.
I marked off my subterfuge supplies back when you told us to. When you told me to, so I'm still mm-hmm. I still have that checked off.
Good. And Saint, do you have a thing that lets you fit in here?
I have a badge of honor, actually.
Oh well, a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Oh, it's a pin or another symbol of your status. All right.
Yeah, because I'm a Bravo.
I think you're getting a. I think you're getting a few askance looks as you're on, but you're on the arm of a minor noble, one who's not even wearing this year's fashions. So you guys are getting like slightly disapproving looks from the higher nobility around you, but no one's kicking you out of the party just yet. I think the main thing that is complicated right now is that this room is packed. Music is playing in like all of the rooms on the lower floor have been opened. People in beautiful gowns and in masks are in the room. There's a room of dancing. There's a room of there's definitely a room where people are gathered around talking. A giant fire in one of the fireplaces outside in the garden. Giant bonfires are being lit in various colors. Magicians are out there starting to spool the flames into rings. No, the dancing hasn't started yet, but people are setting up and you know people are gearing up for it. There is a room of prestidigitators and acrobats. Some silk dancers are just starting their set. No expense has been spared in turning this into the most extravagant firelight stride party in the entire city. And your target has yet to make an appearance.
Thank you for listening to Just Roll With It and our arc of Court of Blades by a Couple of Drakes, featuring our lovely guests, Saintgard and Destany. Saint can be found on Twitter at SaintGardly and on Twitch at SaintGard, and Destany can be found on both Twitter and Twitch at Destany, spelled Asteyni. Our theme music for this podcast is from 8er41 on Pixabay. And as for our main crew, you can find all of our links in the description down below, or you can find Kelsey, me, at Islander's Caper, Corey at The Invulnerable Tide, and Peter at The Chaotic Super, most places where we can be found on the internet. And the podcast itself can be found across various social media platforms at RollWithItAP. Links for that will also be in the description down below. And with that, we hope you will tune in again in 2 weeks' time to find out how this little interception at the Firestride party is going to go.